Welcome to The Bridge, your ERG podcast. Our mission is to connect people, purpose, and progress through topics that are relevant to every teammate. And now, this month's host, Patriot.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today for this month's episode of The Bridge with Team Patriot. I am Mary McNally, and I will be your host. Team Patriot is one of our association's ERGs. We are a community of one who aspire to serve and honor those who have served our country. Today, we are spending time with family members of veterans. They each have a unique story about how the military has impacted their life. We will hear from the perspective of a spouse, a child, a parent, and a sibling. We will hear about the pride shared for their loved ones, opportunities provided, and the sacrifices made. We will get started by having everyone introduce themselves and share their story. Jessica, would you like to start?
Hi, everyone. My name is Jessica Nolte, and I am a corporate closing specialist with Capital Markets. I've been with Farm Credit Services of America for a little over 3 years now, and I would like to share my story with you today, which is about my brother, Nick Nolte. And Nick entered the Marine Corps right after graduation in 1998, high school graduation in 1998. And he went to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California, for boot camp. When he graduated from boot camp, his first duty station was in Quantico, Virginia, where he served on HMX-1, which is the U.S. Marine Corps Helicopter Squadron. And they're responsible for the transportation of the president, the vice president, any other dignitary. During his 4 years with HMX-1, he served under President Bill Clinton and President George W. Bush. After those 4 years, he reenlisted in the Marine Corps. And when he did that, he was then sent to Iraq in 2004, in June of 2004. And then on November 9th of that year, he was transporting a colonel from his base to another base when the Humvee that he was in was hit by an IED. He was immediately taken to Germany, to Landstuhl Air Force Base, where he went under several different surgeries at that time. Once he was stabilized, they flew him to Bethesda, Maryland. I was able to go out there with my mom. And his wife was there and his daughter was there. She was 3 years old at the time. We were able to be there with him for 1 week before he passed away due to his injuries.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Chris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chris Mobley. I am a lead on our customer support team, and I have been with the association now for 17 years. And I'm here to tell you the story of my mom, Deanna Mobley. She served in the Indiana National Guard for a little over 20 years. When she got out of the Guard, she ended her rank as a Sergeant First Class, which she was always very proud of. She would always like to jokingly say that whenever she saw somebody, she would always jokingly say that they would have to salute her if she was ever in her military garb. So that was one thing she was always proud to say to me. So she served all of it in Indiana. She did get out of it shortly after I was born to a certain degree. We eventually moved down to Florida. So by the time we moved to Florida, I was in first grade and she was out, had already been out of it by that time. But she was always super proud of all the accomplishments, always being able to keep up with the boys. As she would always say, she wouldn't let anything that the boys do. She would always make sure she did it, if not better. So she was always proud of that.
Thank you. Marissa?
My name is Marissa Schuster. I've been with Farm Credit Services of America for almost 10 years now, and am currently on the corporate loan accounting team. My husband, Matt, currently serves in the Army Reserves and has been in service for about 18 years now. He serves in the 443rd Transportation Company. He is an E6 staff sergeant slash squad leader. His role, he's a truck driver and a unit armorer, along with an instructor. We got married after he came home from his second deployment in 2010. We now have three kids, Brayden, who is 12, Olivia, who is 7, and Caleb, who is 4. As of last weekend, actually, Matt is currently on active duty orders and is scheduled to deploy again to the Middle East in early April. Boots on ground over there will be for about 9 months. This will be his third time deploying, but his first time deploying while having kids missing him at home.
Thank you. Diane.
Hi, my name is Diane McMullen. I lead the account management team in corporate. I've been with the association for 12 years now. My husband, Monty, retired from active duty after 21 years of service. His service time was split between the Air Force and the Coast Guard. He joined the Air Force right out of high school and spent 4 years stationed overseas during the Gulf War. After that enlistment was up, he ended up separating from the military for a short time. During that time, we got married, and about a year later, he enlisted in the Coast Guard and served the next 17 years on active duty in the Coast Guard until he retired in 2012. During his time in the Coast Guard, we were stationed in Seattle, Boston, Houston, New Orleans, Sacramento, and Coronado, California, before returning back home to Nebraska, where both of our families are.
Nice. Thank you. As I said, I'm Mary McNally, and I have a son who is currently in the Lincoln Air Guard. He did 6 years of active duty in the Air Force, spent some time in UAE on a deployment, and then also had a stateside deployment near DC. He did some work for the Pentagon for a while. He then got out of the Air Force when that contract was up and struggled to find that what to do in the next steps of life. And so he joined the Air Guard, did the weekend thing, and then they had a full-time opening in IT. So he's doing that full-time now. All right. We'll ask. I want to start, Jessica, your story with your brother. When you were going through all that, what resources were available to help you and your family that you would recommend or that you would share with our teammates?
Sure. I think the most prevalent resource that's out there for all Americans who have lost somebody in war is called TAPS. It stands for Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, and it's a free nationwide organization for spouses, parents, siblings, children who have lost someone. And they offer grief seminars. They do retreats. I know there was a sibling retreat not that long ago to Nashville, Tennessee. And they offer a wide variety of different resources. They have a 24/7 hotline that you can call to talk to somebody who can support you during your time of grief.
Chris?
Yeah, for me, really was probably the Indiana National Guard kind of database or their archive system. Because unfortunately, when my mom had passed earlier in March here, at that same time, my dad did as well. So I was really kind of up in the air on where I needed to go, who to look for. They had moved, so people were in different spots. And not where you would think they would. Later down the line, I eventually found them. But reaching out to the database, reaching out to the archive systems, they were very helpful in being able to get me the information that I needed to help with like resources, benefits, to even just get her flag for her burial. That was a required thing. They needed her discharge papers, so they were able to get that information to me that day, actually, which I thought was actually amazing, considering I'm sure the inquiries that they get on a daily basis. So for me, really, that was one of the biggest helps.
Is that something that covers all 50 states, do you know?
That I think they do, I'm sure, for everyone. Me personally, since my mom was in the Indiana National Guard, I just went directly to their their own archive system.
Thank you. Marissa. For my husband, I would mostly talk about when the soldiers are deployed. They have the ERG, which is, or excuse me, the FRG, which is the Family Readiness Group. They're there to help families of soldiers that are deployed stay in the loop of all the happenings that are happening overseas. It's a little bit different now that technology has advanced so much, but before, when we couldn't call them, they helped us to know where they're at or if they're on mission, if you haven't heard from them for a while. Somebody here knows where they are, so that you can reach out and find those things out a little bit quicker. They are also here to help keep us like busy, especially like families with kids. They'll plan big family functions, with bounce houses or smoothie machines and all that kind of stuff for the kids. And but when he was deployed his second time before we had kids, the wives would get together sometimes and have dinners and talk and just be there for each other. And then also the soldiers can reach out to the Family Readiness Group if they have any concerns about how their family is doing back home, and if they want them specifically to reach out to your family and say, because sometimes it can be hard for the family to feel like it's okay to reach out or to say, hey, we could use some help. And then they're also there to help coordinate sending care packages to the soldiers. And then, as far as after the deployment's over, there's an event called the Yellow Ribbon Event. And it's basically like a big conference where the soldiers and their families can attend. And it talks about all the adjustments and all of the just all the things that, when the soldiers come back home, sometimes we would split up and one conference would be about PTSD and all the signs to look for, and or suicide, because the number of suicides in the military is increasing, and all the signs to look for. But then the soldiers would also have meetings about how the family, has had to adjust to you being gone and how to have patience with your return and things like that. There's also like conferences for soldiers who don't have a job to come back home to, and there's, resources for them to have job openings that are available.
So many things. So many
There's a
things
lot
to
to think about.
consider. There absolutely is. Is there any resources specifically for your kids?
Just mostly that Family Readiness Group.
They
So,
participate in that with you then?
oh yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Diane?
Yes. So I think back to as a young, newly married couple, we were able to use a VA loan to purchase our first home. At the time, we didn't have a down payment saved, but with the help of the VA, it allowed us to become homeowners for the first time. Marissa's story here brought back a lot of memories, when my husband was on active duty, and having those family events and those networking opportunities was very important and kept us engaged as a military community during that time too. So now, as a retiree, my husband's eligible for a pension and healthcare benefits for the family.
Good for you. I know I don't have a specific resource. I just know a shout out to all of you. I know there are times that it's hard. Holidays come and go, and your loved one may or may not be home with you. And it's hard. And so I want to acknowledge that. I know there were times, Christmases and stuff, when my son was gone, I was so glad for FaceTime. And I can't imagine going back, how many years ago. And it was the mail and sending those care packages. And when he was in the over in UAE, he's like, just don't send chocolate. It's a little warm for that here. So,
Yeah, technology has advanced a lot from, I mean, my husband's first deployment, it was letters, and a rare phone call or emails.
How many years has that been? How many years ago?
Oh, gosh, probably 18 years ago.
Yeah, it's
So,
a lot of changes.
yeah.
A lot of changes. What is your most memorable or aha moment of having someone in the military? Jessica?
Oh gosh, I may have to pass on this one. I think very simple is just I didn't have any ties to the military before my brother joined the Marine Corps. So watching him those 6 years in the Marines and getting to know some of his fellow Marines and their families just really opened my eyes as to what a military family is like. And I grew a lot of, I became very patriotic and, realized what a great nation we live in. And I was very thankful for all those that have served so we can live in this great country. It was very eye-opening to me just to see a different side of things, not just the civilian side.
And I would say for me, my aha moment with my son is your life is no longer yours. They tell you what you're going to do and when you're going to do it. And until you've really experienced that, it's hard to grasp. But there is that is such a true statement.
That is.
Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of memories, childhood, going all the way from mom bringing home just a giant box of MREs. Because for whatever reason, as a 8-year-old little boy, I loved eating MREs, even though they tasted absolutely horrible looking back. Tuna salads and
Oh.
those cr dried crackers. Yeah, so much fun though. You thought you were so cool when you were a kid. And one of the big kind of aha moments really was early 2000s. We had went back to Indiana for vacation, and we went back on base because she still had some fellow friends there that were still on base. And so we went through, walked around, because at Atterbury in Indiana, they did a lot of the repairs for vehicles. And so walking around, seeing, the vehicles, the Jeeps, the Hummers, helicopters, with unfortunately with bullet holes and marks on them, and seeing the soldiers on the ground, just it really kind of opened up your eyes a little bit. Because I think we are sheltered sometimes, and then I think it to experience something like that, to see that firsthand, it wasn't on display at a museum or anything like that. This was real life. This has just happened. Really kind of put my 12-year-old self into place a little bit, and really reminded me, like, what people go out and fight for on a daily basis to keep our freedoms. But then to kind of end that more on a happier note, when I was one of the funnier moments was when I was 15, we went back on base, and they had just got a shipment of Hummers in, and me and my cousin, she was old enough to drive, I obviously wasn't at the time. They let us go cruising around the Army base, with no license, so I don't think that was technically legal to do. But when you have people that are warrant officers and some high-ranking officials there, you can kind of get away with anything. So, but yeah, that was a lot of memories there, to pull from.
Thank you, Marissa.
Yeah, as a spouse, there's been quite a few aha moments, or just prideful moments mostly. But we try to every few years, the unit will do what they call a dining out, and I call it the grown-up prom, but it's like a formal dinner where the soldiers can bring a guest, and it's just a lot of speeches, a lot of they'll do some of the promotions at these if they have come around. And honors, and then along with dinner and a dance. But just my husband's kind of a comedian by nature, and seeing the respect that he has by his peers in the military, and especially when you have people with higher rank, and they seem to have a lot of respect for him and how close relationships they build. And I mean, the captain of his entire unit came to his surprise 40th birthday this year. I don't know everybody's name to reach out to them, and so it was all just word of mouth, and just prideful when things like that happen. But on more of a somber note, when going through a deployment, all the holidays that you have to spend without them, it's almost like you almost dread the holidays because you know the sinking feeling that you're going to have with them not there, but then also knowing, how they feel not being here. And it was just something that I vowed to myself that I would always think of when holidays came around, was those that aren't getting to share the holidays with their families. Because it just seemed like, the world is going on around you, and for you, it's not the case.
Can you do anything different around the holidays then?
We always go out to the National Cemetery now that we have it here. And recently he has some family that's out there now too, and so we make more frequent visits out there. But that's mostly, we have three little kids, and so they don't quite have the concept of all of this yet. My 8-year-old has, we caught her the other day. She had found some videos, the welcome home videos of, that you can find on YouTube, or and she was all teary-eyed now that she's gotten a concept of that daddy's going to be gone. And
Thank you. Diane.
Memorable moment for me was getting to participate in Fleet Week with my husband's ship. They pulled in New York City for Fleet Week. And I guess after that week, being a part of that with all the other service members that were there, just the sense of patriotism it instilled in me and how proud I was of not only my husband, but all the service members who were serving. It was Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, all were part of these Fleet Week activities. And really just the respect of the civilians that they showed to them was really important to me. So as a young military wife, I guess my role there, I saw what my role was going to be, and I was going to do whatever I could to support my husband's service time in the military. On an opposite end, I guess, a humbling moment was standing alongside my kids and the rest of their classmates, lining the streets of Coronado to pay respects for the fallen service members that they flew in to North Island. They would dismiss school for the kids to be part of these processions and honor service members who made that ultimate sacrifice.
I've heard everyone on this call today, and if you can elaborate, great. And if we don't want to, that's fine too. But I've heard each and every one of you mention patriotism and pride, and I too feel it. But I also find it's hard for me to describe what that is. When you've been on these military bases and you've witnessed some of this stuff, it's almost overpowering at times. And so, if anybody wants to elaborate or talk about your patriotism and pride, please do.
Yeah, Mary, I think I know for me personally, you're absolutely right. Yeah, it is something that you just it kind of comes over you. With us, we always made sure we decorated the house, 4th of July, Memorial Day, all the holidays with the flag. So our front area was always stacked with those little flags. We always made sure, like even when we were just in the household, like the national anthem comes on, we were watching. We always made sure we stood. on, stuff like that. Anytime I ever met, a soldier that served, always said thank you for their service. That's just something that you ingrained in. It was just, you realize really early on, and like I said, just what they go through, to protect our rights. And so, the least we can do is just say thank you, acknowledge that.
Anybody else want to add to that?
It's pride in what you're doing, and it's bigger than you. It's not about you. It's service to your country, and that's what, and you're proud.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and us as being, the family of military, the families are making sacrifices as well. And so when they, honor them at football games or at, basketball games or anything like that, yeah, it's like you're the first ones to stand up, and because you know that usually they have their family surrounding them too.
Anything you wanted to add, Jessica?
I just think I was proud when Nick was serving in the Marine Corps, but it's a different kind of pride that I have now that he paid the ultimate sacrifice. It's a little different, but still extremely proud.
You tie your experiences that you've had or that your family members had in the military to anything in your role here at FCS, FCSA or Frontier Farm Credit or Ag Country. And I can expand on that a little bit. One thing that I would say that I saw is when we look at our we are statements, we are teammates, we are one thing that I really had to work on as a mom is being adaptable. Things change, and you have to, yeah, being adaptable is going to be the one that I would pick. Jessica, do you see
Yeah,
anything?
I looked at those statements as well, and the first one that popped out to me were teammates. And I think in the Marine Corps and as well as all the other branches of the military, it's like a brotherhood or a sisterhood. It's a family. And I feel here at Farm Credit Services of America, we are teammates here, and it's also become a family to me. We depend on each other every day to do our job, to complete our role. And if it weren't for our teammates, we wouldn't be able to do that. So I think that's very similar with the military.
Yeah,
Chris?
that's very true.
Yeah. Chris, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I would definitely say the we are servants. Because at the end of the day, we are serving, not just our teammates, our customers, the entire associations all through across all the Farm Credit associations. And learned that a lot, obviously, from my mom, down where she was basically working in the mailroom, she would help everybody that would come in through there. So I saw a lot of that on a daily basis, and got to hear that when she passed, the letters and everything. So it just kind of put in more value to myself as like, yep, that's what I needed. That's what I need to strive for, is to make sure I'm just as helpful as her to live up to that. She left big shoes to fill.
She
So
did.
yeah, definitely we are servants.
Awesome. Marissa?
I had the thought of the adaptability was huge to me as well. But I also just dealing with stress and how to prioritize what needs done first, what can wait and what can't.
Diane?
Yes, I can definitely draw some connections between crossover between flexibility, adaptability, change. Coast Guard's motto was Semper Paratus, which means always ready. There was the expectation for those in duty and for the families to always be ready. Here at work, we all experienced a lot of change as well. I guess a personal example that might best explain That adaptability and change for me. By the time my son was in first grade, he'd attended four different schools in three different cities and two different states. So there was definitely flexibility, adaptability, change all rolled up together there. So
How did they handle that?
at the time, my kids were pretty young. So the younger, the better when it comes to some of those changes for kids.
Resilient.
Yeah, resilient, resilient.
Oh,
Maybe
that's
kids
good.
and adults.
Yeah. Do they ever talk about it today?
They remit. So my son was in fourth grade when we moved back to Nebraska, and my daughter, second grade. My son remembers a little further back than my daughter, but, the change, they were just, okay, what's our next thing we're going to do? I guess it was just, it almost became normal to them. I think they were always ready.
Yeah. Something I want to go back to, Jessica, it first caught my attention, and we had talked about this question earlier, but when we talk about teammates, what can we as teammates do to support you and our other veteran families in the associations?
Well, I think something that I've realized over the last 20 years is sometimes people are afraid to mention Nick's name or ask about his story. Anybody could ask anytime. I am so proud. I would love to tell his story and just talk about him as a person, not just a Marine, but how he was as a brother. That brings me so much joy and happiness to get to talk about him.
You should be very proud, Jessica.
Absolutely.
Thank you both. I, as you can tell, I am.
Yes, and you should. Yeah. Chris?
I think Patriot has done a great job over the years with all the people they have brought in to tell their stories, because I think that is kind of like what Jessica said. A lot of people, I think, are scared to ask or to be able to tell their stories. I think this, by you guys bringing in, these individuals, it kind of loosens that up a little bit, but also just never forgetting, when you guys do the board out, out by the cafeteria with the pictures of, everyone that has served. And then, speaking personally, this is completely mine. What you did for what Patriot did for my mom, the shadow box. I saw you guys had a picture of me holding that on the Patriots SharePoint site. I'm just like, I got lost it at my desk here, looking
Oh.
at that. But that meant the world. And so, yeah, I think just never forgetting, the teammates that we have that have served, that are serving. That's a big thing.
Thanks for sharing that. Marissa?
For me, and with my husband still being in the military, the biggest thing is just the flexibility. There's, like you had said earlier, they can change their minds, they can change the dates, they do it often. I mean, Farm Credit has been wonderful. My team has been wonderful. When he seems to be gone more than usual, the past couple years with AT annual training or drill weekends, it was where he was only supposed to be gone 2 weeks a year for annual training. And, every now and then he'd go on a longer drill weekend out of state, but now it's seems to be quite often, or he's got schooling when he's got promotional opportunities where he's gone for several weeks at a time. And, then the doctor's appointments and the school drop off and pick up and sports and all that, land on me. And so just the flexibility to work from home and, leave early if I need to, or take a late lunch as needed and stuff like that is just really, really appreciated.
Awesome. Diane, did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
Guess I would just add now, as a retired family, I'm always looking for opportunities to pay back to for some of those things I was given, I guess, as when I was serving as an active duty spouse at the time. So just any opportunities to volunteer or give back, donate, whatever we can.
Awesome. I know we as a group have talked about, sometimes it's hard to find out the family members that are active, that even, Jessica, Chris, that, you've lost a loved one. What do you do? And so, yeah, we are always open to ideas, suggestions. If you have something, please share that with us. But also to those like Marissa, we've talked about, does help ever look like a meal or mowing your yard or scooping the sidewalk? I don't know. Do you have all of those things taken care of? Or are those things that we as a group can reach out and do for others?
It's not something that I guess I would feel comfortable asking for.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it with those type of things are definitely appreciated. We allow or we rely a lot on neighbors and friends and family during those times. But I mean, even things. It kind of comes back to flexibility again. It's like I think about the winters and, waking up to, snow that needs shoveled or something like that. I just being able to kind of say, might be on a little bit later today. We're trying to get three kids ready for school and then putting that on top of it. Not something I'm looking forward to, but.
Is there anything else that you guys would like to share with your teammates? Jessica?
Can't think of anything.
Okay. Chris?
I think just a big giant thank you, for everybody that has ever reached out. Obviously it was a everything that happened, and then everybody on the Patriot team. Just I can't say thank you enough. So, like I said, big shoes to fill. Dana, my mom, like she was proud. She served those 20 years with pride. There was not a day that went by that she was not proud of the time that she put in, and she would not change it for the world. So, like I said, I know a lot of people knew it. If you ever went in to talk to her, she would be happy to always tell her story. She was very humble about it, but if you asked her, she would say it. So, just thank you for everybody.
Lovely. Marissa?
I can't think of anything. I mean, except for thank you as well. I mean, I've already had I've met people around the company who I hadn't met before because they had heard through the grapevine that my husband Matt was scheduled for a deployment next year, and military families have reached out and asked what they can do and just been a lending ear.
I want to say thank you to Patriot too for all you do to honor and remember veterans and service members, active duty, retired.
Thank you. So I want to thank all of you for joining us today and for sharing your stories. While all of your stories were very different, we all share the experience of a loved one serving our country. As a Patriot team member, I speak on behalf of our entire team. Thank you for the sacrifices and support that you have shown for our military men and women. It is not an easy journey, and the load can be heavy at times. Please know we are here to support you and your loved ones. Thanks again for sharing with us today. Please comment on this podcast on Viva Engage and tell us the name of a speaker you would like to hear at one of our events. We will enter your name in a drawing for some Patriot swag.